Welcome to Pop Culture Podcast. My name is Spencer, and for those of you who are new or just don't know, this podcast is basically just an audio version of my videos over on YouTube, which you can find if you go over to YouTube and type in the search bar at The Film Punch. If for whatever reason you can't find me over there, you can also head over to my Instagram page, which is also at The Film Punch, and the link in the bio should take you where you need to go. Not only can you get the video version of what I talk about over here on the podcast over on the YouTube channel, but you can also get it earlier, so I highly recommend going over there and subscribing. Not only for those reasons, but also the podcast is ending on this episode. So this podcast in particular, this episode is not an audio version of my videos over on YouTube. But I still wanted to promote that right off the bat because that's what I always do. And of course, all the content will be over on the YouTube channel going forward. So please head over there and subscribe. I would very much appreciate it. But like I said, the podcast is ending with this episode here, episode 200. If you are listening to this the day it comes out, it has been officially 3 years since I started the podcast. I've known for a while that I've wanted to end the podcast, and I've known for a while that I wanted to end it on this episode here. Whether or not I knew exactly when I wanted to do for this last episode, not so much, but I will talk a little bit more about that after the intro, which I will play for the last time, unfortunately, along with that sponsorship ad, of course.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
So sad that's the last time I will ever play that music for a new episode, at least. I mean, I'm sure you can go back and listen to the music as much as you want. I can as well, but I only had one other theme song, I think, for the podcast. I mean, obviously, I think the theme song, the original one, is the one that plays at the end. So if you stick to the end of the show, you'll hear that music. That was the original intro, and then I changed it, of course, to the new one, which... not new one, because it's been around for quite a while, but for those of you who don't know what that intro is, that's actually from the movie The Blues Brothers. So yeah, I mean, I like that movie. Wouldn't say it's like one of my favorite movies of all time. It kind of was for a little bit there, but I don't know, I still like that line, and I really like that intro for the podcast. I don't know why it doesn't really go along with what I talk about, I guess, really. I mean, it's a movie quote, so it works, but I don't know. I've always liked it. I hope you guys like it too. But yeah, also, I wanted to thank the sponsor one last time. Of course, Anchor, which is the platform I've used to make my podcast since I started day one. Haven't used another podcast platform since. Maybe I will in the future, but most likely not. If I do decide to make another podcast in the future, it will be with Anchor because they make it so easy. I mean, like, immediately I was sponsored, which I wouldn't recommend immediately doing their sponsorship program. Wait a little bit until you have more of an audience to actually have that sponsorship in place. There was a little bit of a gap in between. They don't sponsor you forever, but there's, you know, points where you can be sponsored by them again. It just depends on, like, how much you make at certain points. So, yeah. But if you're ever trying to start a podcast, please, please, please use Anchor because it makes your life so much easier, and I couldn't have imagined doing it without that platform. So thank you to Anchor and all the people that are working behind it. I very much appreciate you. But yeah, I also wanted to thank all the people that listen, of course, the people that listened, you know, back when I first started, the people that still listen now. I don't promote these episodes anymore on my social media. So anybody that listens is people that either just stumbled upon it randomly, or people have been sticking around for quite a while. So either way, I very much appreciate you for listening. This isn't going to be a super long episode. If you've been listening for a while, you know that I announced that this 200th episode would be the last, and that it'd probably be like 5 hours long. That is not the case. I kind of split it up with the last three episodes, and even those other two episodes before this one really aren't that long. Just kind of wanted to talk about some of the history of the podcast, as well as, you know, what I'm going to be doing afterwards. And in this one, it's kind of just to wrap up. Really just wanted to come on and thank you guys, of course, And maybe just add a little more tidbits to what I didn't say in the last couple of episodes. But I had a lot of great guests on this show. Guests I didn't imagine I could get, especially very early on, like even before my 50th episode, I think, is when I had some like really great guests on, like Hal Rudnick from Screen Junkies and Real Rejects, of course, Greg and John from the Real Rejects. I had some actors on from shows like WandaVision, Hawkeye, from a movie, from, you know, the Batman, an actor from that movie as well. So lots of really great interviews. I hope to do another interview in the future. I'm not sure who with. Maybe it will be more of a collab rather than an interview. But that's definitely something I want to do in the future again, because it's something I really enjoy doing. It's just not easy to get those interviews with people sometimes. So, yeah, it really just depends on what I want to talk about and if my heart's really in it, because I don't want to interview somebody just to interview them as well. It truly has been an amazing experience having this podcast. It really gave me a lot of confidence to be able to do not only YouTube, but also, you know, video form content. Having my face, you know, being recorded by a camera was something that was a very daunting task for me. I had some experience with it in high school, but for the most part, I'm not the most comfortable person on camera. And just being able to talk to my phone and not have to have the camera pointed at me gave me a lot of confidence to kind of have those conversations, and then gave me the confidence to press record and have my face in view of the people. And that's not an easy thing for me to do, at least. I'm sure it's not an easy thing to do for quite a lot of people out there because of anxiety and whatnot. And, you know, it was definitely one of those steps I needed to take. And who knows, maybe in the future I won't even have face videos. I'll just have clips and whatnot or something like that. But for the most part, I would like to have that more personal touch. I do like to kind of make the hand gestures and whatnot. That sounds weird, but you know what I mean? Like talk with my hands and whatnot. And I think it engages people a little bit more. It also helps to know who you're hearing when you can like see them every once in a while. There's some YouTube channels out there, of course, that are like animators and whatnot, so you don't really see their faces. And I still love those channels, but I do like that little more personal touch. It makes it a little bit more of a commentary, feels like. So yeah, I mean, that's just something I like to do for the most part, and something that I think I should do more in the future is, well, maybe not more. I think I'm doing a pretty adequate amount right now, but you know what I mean. It's something I should continue to do in the future, but I also would like to add more clips and stuff like that and get a little more fancy with the editing. It's just, as of right now, I don't quite have the tools to get super, super fancy with it, but editing recently has helped a lot. And, you know, now that I don't have as much focus over on the podcast, which honestly I didn't have as much focus on even, you know, months prior to this episode, it just gives me more time to kind of focus on that, kind of work around, play around with things and see what works for me and kind of build my audience, build my, my image, I guess, if that's kind of a weird way of saying it, but, yeah, you know what I mean. So yeah, I'm very excited for the future of what I can do with YouTube, not only YouTube, but maybe Patreon in the future, maybe Twitch, maybe I can start another podcast in the future, where the purpose of that podcast would be the audio form of my videos on YouTube, rather than, you know, the point of this podcast starting off really wasn't that purpose. Whereas if I do another one, I can kind of start off with the purpose of that, if that makes sense. Because having just the audio form of YouTube videos on this podcast isn't necessarily what I wanted it to be, and wasn't really happy for it for, you know, however long I've been doing it, which is close to a year, is for pretty much how long I've been doing just the audio version of my YouTube videos, I believe. So about March of 2021, or not 2021, but 2022 is when I started that. So yeah, it's not what I wanted it to be up until the end, but again, I'm happy to end this off. I'm not proud of those episodes. I'm just not as big of a fan of them as the ones that came before, because not as much effort is put into it when it's just me extracting the audio from the video and putting it into the podcast form. Of course, I do like the intros and the outros where it's me talking and it's not content that you can get on the YouTube channel, but still, it's not what I dreamed of. So I think it's the right time for me to end this. It's been the right time for quite a while, but of course, I wanted to end it on a milestone, which is 200 episodes and also the milestone of 3 years. So I'm going to go ahead and end this now. I have to head to work, unfortunately. I know not a super long episode for a very last episode, but you can go listen to the 2 episodes before where I kind of talk a little bit more about it and all the episodes prior, of course. But thank you to anybody who has listened in the past, listening now, or listens in the future. I very much appreciate you all. Thank you to Anchor. Thank you to my family for giving me a lot of support over the years. And yeah, just head over to my YouTube channel at The Film Punch. That's all where the content will all be going forward. Very much appreciate you all. And I was about to say see you in the next one, but I guess I won't. So I'll see you over on YouTube.